Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The thing I dislike the most about the left is they won't leave anything alone. They never leave anything alone. They're in sports. They're in music. They're in, you know, movies. Now they're in classical music. We have clarinetist James Zimmerman. And he's talking about a trend that he sees in American orchestras. The replacement of merit with the ideology of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Now, Zimmerman himself is not a household name, but his work is. He performed at President Barack Obama's second inauguration and has recorded music for major video games. In September, the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra invited Zimmerman to a blind audition for its principal clarinet position. According to Zimmerman's post on X, he won the audition by unanimous committee vote. 2 days later, he says the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra CEO, Rachel Ford, called to inform him he would not be hired over concerns about his prior departure from the Nashville Symphony Orchestra. Zimmerman had served as the principal clarinetist for more than a decade in Nashville before being dismissed in 2020. Instead, he said the orchestra gave the job to his runner-up, a younger player still in college whom he characterizes as an obvious DEI hire. And he goes under the moniker Slim Zim on X. He said, blacklisted. In September, the Knoxville Symphony invited me to their blind audition for principal clarinet, which I won by unanimous vote, but then they ousted me. He is now suing the Knoxville Symphony for a year's salary and $25,000 in compensation for the 100 hours he spent preparing for the audition. But he says this is about more than money. It's also about pushing back against a classical music establishment that increasingly prioritizes race and politics over skill and discipline and artistic excellence. Now, this was reported by the Washington Free Beacon, which in 2021 detailed how his departure from the Nashville Symphony was a simple HR matter, but a clash between traditional meritocracy and rising racial anxieties within a major American orchestra. The allegation was that Zimmerman had insulted or stalked black colleagues, and that was disputed by multiple orchestra members who described them as unfounded and part of a broader ideological conflict. Now, Mr. Zimmerman apparently lacks blind auditions and merit-based hiring practices, but it placed him at odds with the newly empowered equity, diversion, inclusion, and belonging team that had emerged in the orchestra's HR department. And this created an environment where even long-standing service and artistic excellence could all be knocked aside. So, the Nashville experience serves as a backdrop to his current fight. And this position, the critics of this, argue that orchestras have historically struggled with diversity and inclusion, and that affirmative efforts are necessary to make classical music reflective of the broader society. Yeah. How close are you paying attention to that? Because, you know, what are we talking about here? Females? Races? What are we talking about? Many professionals in the field also caution that lowering artistic standards or overriding fair procedures can alienate audiences and weaken institutions. Luckily, we don't have that here in Greenville. You have a really good symphony in Greenville. And they have two. They have the new guy whose name slips my mind, and the old guy whose name slips my mind. And the musicians themselves I never have paid that much attention to him, but it's not Lily White. I mean, he's got plenty of people in there, and the music is outstanding. Outstanding. I wish they would put out some albums out. I do. Now, for their part, the Knoxville Symphony describes its mission as bringing music to a wide and diverse community with expanding educational and outreach programs through East Tennessee. See, this is where the line is drawn for me, because when I'm listening to music, like I'm a Coltrane fan when it comes to jazz, but I'm also a Japanese fan when it comes, like, Ryo Kukui, who's a classical pianist in Japan. And when I'm listening to their music, I'm not going, oh, well, I'm glad I'm listening to Coltrane because he's black. That means, you know, we were equitable here. I'm listening to the best guys out there. Miles Davis was one of the best guys out there. You know? But then, you know, if you like synth or, I don't even know what we... Music from the 80s had a lot of crazy things going on, but a lot of British stuff and everything else, but nobody cared what color anybody was. Certainly Prince was universally loved. Michael Jackson. Lots of people buying this stuff. But for some reason, you've got some pointy heads out there that are thinking that they can describe to you not only what you're going to listen to, but who's going to bring it to you. And if the quality of the music is what is the price I pay for knowing that every little niche group and race and sexual gender out there is represented, then please, by all means, just get the best musicians out there. Get those guys and girls, whoever they are, and let them play. Some things are just not that difficult, but even DEI has found its way into classical music. I don't even know where to go with this one at this moment. I guess the next time I go looking for classical music, I'm going to be like, well, just tell me who the best guys are. I don't care what they look like. Coming up next, it is the Charlie James Show. And you, my lucky people, you guys are listening to News Talk 98.9 WORD, the voice of the Carolinas.